And joining us right now, live on the line, is our buddy Mike Vrabel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing well. How's the week been? Have you had fun out there?
Well, I mean, we had a day off on Tuesday, so, you know, we got out of here for a little bit and didn't practice on Tuesday, but we've been back to work, you know, the rest of the week, and we're getting ready here to go out and put the finishing touches on and then head down to San Diego.
All right, before we talk about the finishing touches, let's look back at last week's game. Defense seemed like you had some issues in that first quarter. Were adjustments made? Because from that point on, it seemed like a totally different defense.
You know, I don't know. I don't think that a whole lot of adjustments were made. I think it's you know, we played a little better, and we just eliminated the big play, really, which all it was.
Mike, was that based on Martz's scheme, you know, just using, like, Ty Warren as the lone defensive lineman and, you know, you guys having four backers in and, you know, six DBs? Or are we going to see more of that, or is that just basically because it was San Francisco and Mike Martz?
No, I mean, I think that every week, you know, we change things up. So, you know, we've got a lot of different packages in that we can, you know, possibly run. And depending on what they do or try to do, we'll match up accordingly.
And staying out there helped you guys physically. Bill talked about, you know, not flying back, coming back, and just talk about how flying back and forth taxes your body.
Well, I mean, we've never had to go back and play another game, so I just know that when you do get back, there's a day or two adjustment, and we eliminated that by staying out here, and I think that it's been a positive experience. It's given the guys a chance to, you know, meet together and go to dinner and do different things that normally during the week we wouldn't do.
I mean, has it almost been like a Super Bowl week without all the media frenzy? I mean, you don't have a week where you stay on the road.
Yeah, I guess that would be the closest thing that we could compare it to, because we haven't stayed a week in another city. So, you know, I don't think really too much should be made of what we're doing out here. I mean, this is what's best for us, and we're going to go down to San Diego on Saturday night.
Hey, Mike, when the Chargers lost Turner, he was a good secondary weapon from Tomlinson, but Sproles has stepped in and done some – actually, I think probably had even a better year so far than Tomlinson has. But, you know, how do you compare those two and their styles?
Sproles and Turner?
Yeah, as far as what they mean.
I would say complete, you know, opposite. I mean, really, Darren Sproles is a guy that not that Michael Turner couldn't, but just so explosive in a running game and does a great job of coming in there and really running the same kind of plays as Tomlinson. I mean, they don't really change up much for him. I mean, he does a good job. He gets in there and he runs between the tackles and he cuts back and he finds some nice creases and has done a really nice job for him. He's going to be somebody that we're going to need to know where he's at and when he's in the game and also in the kicking game.
The familiarity of this team, you know so much. We were talking last week about not knowing an awful lot about San Francisco. Does it make it easier for a guy – for your defense to look at this offense and say, we pretty much know what they do?
I would say somewhat, and they're a team that's very confident in what they do, and, you know, they're not afraid to run it, and they're not afraid to go down the field, and they got a lot of confidence in Rivers, they got a lot of confidence in Gates and big receivers that go make plays on the football, so they've done that up until this point, and I would imagine that they would continue to do that Sunday night.
I guess early reports are Chambers is not going to play in the game. Does that really limit what they do offensively?
Well, I won't know. You know, we won't know, obviously, until the game. But, no, I mean, because they've got a lot of weapons. And, I mean, he is a deep threat. He's got, five touchdowns and just 11 catches. So, you know, that sounds a lot like, a guy we use down on the goal line sometimes. You know, but he certainly is a deep threat. And has always had a knack for getting in the end zone and scoring touchdowns, receiving touchdowns. So, whoever's out there, we're going to have to be ready for them.
You got in the offense last week. What happened? No touchdown?
No, I got.
What the hell happened?
We didn't get it in on the pass play, but it's there and it's something that we'll continue to work on if they need me out there.
You got to grease Castle a little bit, slip a couple C notes.
Yeah, you had the other guy under your belt. You got to work on this guy. That's what it comes down to.
Is that what it is? Having, yeah. having the quarterbacks in your pocket?
Yeah. Money. They like money.
Zolak. How do you think Zolak made all that money? He didn't make it from the contract. That was for certain.
Coach's liquor sales.
Exactly. All right, Mike. I know you got to catch a bus.
Okay, guys. Yeah, we're walking out to practice here, man.
All right, man. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Mike Vrabel.